The DNR already has the authority to adjust the number of walleye and muskie that sport anglers can harvest on northern Wisconsin lakes, depending on how the state's Chippewa tribes are doing in their spring off-reservation spearfishing. Though the spearfishing season continues, last week the DNR raised daily bag limits for walleye on 447 lakes. The DNR board has just passed an emergency rule that also lets the department this year take into account the anticipated number of fish taken by sport anglers. At the board's meeting in Green Bay, Mole Lake Tribal Chairman Chris McGeeshick criticized the rule and some of the language in DNR documents, particularly a sentence that said the rule was needed to promote the preservation and protection of public peace in the ceded territories.
We have sport anglers out there harvesting right alongside tribal members out there spearing. What type of user conflict has been associated with that? I've heard none.
McGeeshick also says the tribes have not had a chance for input on the emergency rule. DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp says the rule just tries to add more certainty to adjusting fish bag limits.
I have been hearing for years, since the day I walked in the door at this job, of the impact of the roller coaster effect and the unpredictability and instability of swinging bag limits that we determine as part of our management system, what that does to tourism in the northern third of the state, and it is devastating.
Stepp says anglers don't want to head north if the daily bag limit on a lake is one fish. The DNR board then passed the emergency rule. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.